Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Standing on the promises of Christ our King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, promises of God, my Savior, standing.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a brand new day. Today is the 22nd day in the month of November 2025. I want us to take a second of our time to appreciate the one who has made today possible. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father and the Lord Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, Real Prophecy. Real Prophecy. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 11 from our Open Heaven Manual, Standing on the Promises of Christ our King. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Acts chapter 24 to chapter 26, and our memory verse is taken from 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21, which says, For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but the holy man of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21, For the prophecy came not at the old time by the will of man, but the holy man of God, the holy men of God, spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Our Bible reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 1 to 16. 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 1 to 16. From verse 1 it reads, Elisha replied, Hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says about this time tomorrow. A seer of the finest flour will sell for a shekel, and 2 seers of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. The officer on whose arm the king was leaning said to the man of God, Look, even if the Lord should open the floodgates of heaven, could this happen? You will see it with your eyes, answered Elisha, but you will not eat any of it. Now there were 4 men with leprosy at the entrance of the gate. They said to each other, We'll stay here until we die. If we say we'll go into the city, the famine is there and we will die. And if we say stay here, we will die. So let's go over to the camp of the Arameans and surrender. If they spare us, we leave. If they kill us, then we die. At dusk they got up and went to the camp of the Arameans. When they reached the edge of the camp, no one was there, for the Lord had caused the Arameans to hear the sound of chariots and horses and a great army, so that they said to one another, Look, the king of Israel has hired the Hittites and Egyptians to attack us. So they got up and fled in the dusk and abandoned their tents and their horses and donkeys. They left the camp as it was and ran for their lives. The men who had leprosy reached the edge of the camp, entered one of the tents and ate and drank. Then they took silver, gold, clothes and went off and hid them. They returned and entered another tent, took some things from it and hid them also. Then they said to each other, What we are doing is not right. This is the day of good news, and we are keeping it to ourselves. If we wait until daylight punishment will take us. Let's go at once and report this to the royal palace. So they went and called out to the city gatekeepers and told them, We went into the Arameans' camp and no one was there. Not a sound of anyone, only tethered horses and donkeys. And the tent left just as they were. The gatekeepers shouted the news as it was reported within the palace. The king got up in the night and said to the officers, I will tell you what the Arameans have done to us. They know we are starving, so they have left the camp to hide in the countryside, thinking they will surely come out and then We will take them alive and get into the city. One of the officers answered, have some men take 5 of the horses that are left in the city. Their plight will be like that of all the Israelites left there. Yes, they will only be like all the Israelites who are doomed. So let us send them to find out what happened. So they selected 2 chariots with their horses, and the king sent them after the Aramean's army. He commanded the drivers, go and find out what has happened. They followed them as far as Jordan, and they found the old road strewn with the clothing and equipment of the Arameans, which they had thrown away in their headlong flight. So the messengers returned and reported to the king. Then the people went out and plundered the camp of the Arameans to a seah of finest flour, sold for 1 shekel, and 2 seahs of barley, sold for 1 shekel, and as the Lord has said. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic says real prophecy. Our manual today reads, many self-acclaimed prophets prophesy by sight. They might look at a fellow, guess what he or she wants to hear, and say it with a serious countenance. That is guesswork, not prophecy. Some look at the sky, and when they observe that the clouds are dark, they prophesy that it will rain. Someone once prophesied that it would rain in Nigeria in June. I heard about the prophecy and thought to myself, June is the middle of the rainy season. If it doesn't rain in June, when else would it rain? That was a prophecy by sight. Real prophecies are, however, not based on physical observations. They are based on what God reveals in the realm of the spirit. Most times when God gives a prophecy, it will not make sense to human mind because nothing in the physical will support what God is saying. In fact, many times the one God gives the prophecy through might be afraid to say it because of how unlikely it is. Humanly speaking, for what God has said to come to pass. If God gives you a prophecy and asks you to share it, do not be afraid to speak. Rest assured that whatever you say will come to pass. In today's Bible reading, there was a famine in Samaria for 7 years. The famine was so bad that women began to eat their children, like we see in 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 25 to 30. Amid this hardship, God's word came through Elisha. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for 1 shekel, and 2 measures of barley for 1 shekel in the gates of Samaria, like we see in 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1. By all economic metrics, what Elisha said sounded illogical and practically impossible. That did not matter, however, because God brought his word to pass. Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 10 to 11 says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, and it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it. Beloved, do not despise prophecies from genuine ministers of God, because they sound illogical and impossible. Inasmuch as the messages are from God, he will surely bring them to pass. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, real prophecies may sound impossible or illogical. However, God is committed to doing what he says. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalashradio.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Just to give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. To remain blessed and have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.